And our reaction, of course, is devastation. And we're devastated for this family. This is such a clear example of Iran just really trampling on international human rights and the fundamentals of human rights that everyone deserves. So there's pure devastation, but of course we are that much more resigned to make sure that we continue to work to see that he's released.
What has the Iranian Revolutionary Court charged him with?
They said he was intentionally undermining the security of Iran by leaving churches, specifically house churches, Christian house churches, between the years of 2000 and 2005.
So this goes back a ways.
It goes back a long ways, and it's almost an ex post facto thing. You know, in the United States, we understand that you can't be charged with a crime that wasn't a crime when you committed the act. But here, in 2000 to 2005, we had a very different regime in Iran. And having a Christian house church was something, wasn't illegal. In fact, it's technically not even illegal today, but it wasn't even considered a security threat between those years. And so, sadly, we find ourselves in a situation where Saeed has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for a crime that wasn't even a crime during the years that he committed the alleged illegal activity. So it's quite a sad story.
Saeed was arrested in September. He was helping to build an orphanage. He's gone back and forth, I think, 9 times now to Iran. Is that right?
He had some problems in 2009. And he made an agreement with the regime, essentially agreeing to stop leading these house churches. He has fully complied with that agreement, but he said to the regime in 2009, and in fact it was encouraged that he could continue to come back and forth for humanitarian efforts. And so he has openly worked with the Iranian government to build a non-sectarian orphanage in Rasht, Iran. The building was 80% complete. He was there this last trip. This was the 9th trip since 2009. The first 8 without incident. And this 9th trip, he was there to approve the final board members so that they would soon be able to open the doors of this orphanage with the government's permission. And unfortunately, they picked him up for his Christian activities that he exercised between 2000 and 2005.
What's next for Saeed? He's going to prison. What's the next step?
Yeah, he has 20 days for an appeal inside Iran. But of course, this is an appeal in the same court that didn't give him a fair trial in the first stance. So we don't necessarily hang our hope on that appeal, but instead we recognize that there is so much power behind an international campaign where countries that do have influence, who do have diplomatic and economic relationship with Iran, can put influence to have Iran uphold the citizens' rights. And so we are at that stage where we hope that our government, led by our State Department, will be the first to act aggressively and make sure that all efforts are focused to freeing Saeed.
How is his family holding up?
As you can imagine, this is a very difficult time for his family, both his family here in the United States, his wife and 2 beautiful children, and also for his family who remains in Tehran, who are currently under house arrest. They are, of course, devastated at the thought that they might not get to see their father, their husband, their brother, their son again. And we did learn today that, unfortunately, the phone calls that, although were very few and far between, that his wife and children were able to have been rejected at this point. And so his wife, who's here in the U.S., is not even certain when she'll be able to hear her husband's voice again or when her kids will be able to hear his voice again. And so we're going to make some efforts in hopes that Iran will recognize the importance of that relationship and reinstate those calls.